they wanted to go, you know, maybe to Florida or try to get out of town or whatever that kind of thing is. I don't think we're going to do it, nor do I think we should. So
no, I would advise hanging tough. There'll be another holiday season next year.
That's kind of the way I look at it. So, well, let me start the tape if you're good to go.
Yeah.
And I'll do this right now.
How long do we have?
You know, 5-10 minutes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to hit specifically?
No, just, you know, I'm happy to talk about any aspect of the Music Awards and our celebration and the, you know, the stories this year and the upcoming TV show. It's all good.
Okay. And so with this, with the centennial celebration, I mean, is this taking place of the Music Awards? I mean, I'm kind of a little confused.
This year it is.
Okay. Which I figured, but are you going to award those people at this event?
No.
Virtually, or how are you doing that? You're just doing a different show.
The awards are going to be given on the CBS broadcast, which comes up on December 26th.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, and 1. This is Scoops with Danny Mac, and we have the chance to visit with Frank Veverito, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. And there's so many good things that still are happening in St. Louis concerning sports and trying to get through COVID-19. And one of the events that has become a must-see event is the Musial Awards. And Frank joins us now. Frank, always good to see you. How are you?
Dan, it's great to see you. I'm hanging in there.
Everybody's doing the same thing, hanging in there, and you're plowing forward with the Musial Awards, which is great news for sports fans in our community. So tell us a little bit about how COVID-19 is affecting what you're going to try to do this year.
Sure. Little different this year because normally the Musial Awards are given on the Saturday before Thanksgiving at a big show at Stiefel Theater. This year, we're not going to be able to do that. So the Musial Awards themselves will be presented on a CBS national television broadcast December 26th. But since our original event date in November, which is Saturday, November 21, was actually Stan's 100th birthday, we're going to have a Stantennial celebration in place of the Musial Awards. Most of it will take place at Busch Stadium.
How are you going to do that at Busch Stadium, making sure everybody's safe and trying to understand and make this a great event? What are you going to try to do?
Well, we're going to do two separate events, one that's free to everybody, and both are very safe. But the free event between 1 and 2:30 on Saturday, November 21, we're having a drive-by birthday party for Stan, and the Musial family will be out by the Stan statue at Busch Stadium, and fans can come by and wish the family well, drop off a birthday card, and participate in that manner. Or if you'd like to come inside the ballpark, and we have a special timed admission ticket for that, again, Saturday afternoon, November 21st, and you purchase a ticket, it's $20, and you get a Stan Musial ballpark experience that includes walking the warning track, and we'll have professional photographers out there to take photos, you know, by the Musial likeness out in the left field. Kids can run the bases. We have a Musial exhibit of Stan memorabilia from the Cardinals Hall of Fame, and everybody gets a piece of birthday cake, fireworks, harmonica band. A few more surprises. So it's a fun event indoors. We have clearance to let 100 people into the ballpark every 15 minutes. And so very safe, very well monitored, and should be a lot of fun.
Musial Awards has always been the best in sports, sportsmanship. It doesn't matter if you're talking about Little League, high school, college, professional athletes. Who are some of those that you're honoring this year and why?
Well, the two highest profile honorees this year, our Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Hank Aaron. Hank and Stan had a wonderful relationship, and Hank has many stories to tell of his own incredible career. But the one thing that joins the two of them together, neither Stan nor Hank Aaron had ever been thrown out of a baseball game in 30 plus years that they both played. And so the interview with Hank Aaron will be conducted by Bob Costas. And I've seen a rough cut of it. It's joyful and heartwarming and significant and meaningful. And it's just wonderful. The other high profile award this year is our award for extraordinary character. And that award is going to NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. And the interview for that award is conducted by CBS's James Brown. Again, I saw a rough cut of it, just outstanding, meaningful, just a wonderful way to celebrate good sportsmanship and celebrate Stan Musial. Those awards, as I mentioned, December 26 on CBS at 4 p.m. Central Time. And all in all, this year we have 8 stories, a little bit different because there weren't as many games this year, but some really heartwarming stories of athletes at every level that did, you know, outstanding things in terms of good sportsmanship.
I am curious, so maybe pull the curtain back just a little bit if you can, what Hank Aaron had to say about Stan and what this award, who's, you know, he's received so many awards and been a part of so many great moments in sports history and Americana, but I am curious about what this award means to him and what he had to say about Stan. Can you give us any insight?
I can. He said it was the most meaningful award he'd ever received. And he spent a lot of time on the interview talking about the ways that he and Stan came together. He told stories about a trip they made to Vietnam. And he said it was so meaningful. He said, because Stan and I were on the same team when we were traveling to visit our troops. And, you know, he reminisced, as I mentioned before, about never being thrown out of a game. And he and Stan said exactly the same thing, is that, you know, the umpires have a job to do, and it's my job to play the game, and it's their job to umpire the game. And it never dawned on him, you know, to argue a call or to be thrown out. And, you know, again, a remarkable run for, you know, for a guy who had to endure a lot of challenges as he came up upon and broke Babe Ruth's record.
What about with Bubba Wallace and NASCAR and why this award is meaningful and how it ties into the big night coming up on the 21st?
Sure. You know, the stand Bubba took about the Confederate flag in NASCAR, you know, was something that was very meaningful to him and maybe surprised him a little bit as to, you know, how much coverage it achieved and how significant people saw it. And, you know, it's the story of a trailblazer in a sport. He's the only African-American driver on the NASCAR circuit. And, you know, it was very, very touching to him because he's a young guy. He's 23, 24 years old. And you know, it's a very typical response that we get from people who we honor. It's, you know, I just, you know, did what I thought was right. And, you know, it's humbling to receive an award in the name of Stan Musial.
I'm assuming you get hundreds of entries, if not thousands of entries of sportsmanship, as I mentioned, on all different levels. Some of them very obvious because if you follow pro sports or college sports, it's going to be written about high school, little league. It's a little bit different. So how do you maneuver through all that and figure out exactly which ones to honor? And the other ones are great stories too, but, you know, become part of that special night on the 21st.
Sure. A lot of times it's just volume. You know, we'll go through hundreds of stories that could win awards, but when the same story comes to us, you know, from 100 different sources, that's something that you really consider. In fact, this week we had a local story, a
cross country
runner.
Right.
that we've been hearing about, day after day after day, and it's already in the, you know, the must consider folder for next year's awards. And so, you know, it's a little bit challenging because we want to have, you know, stories from different parts of the country, stories from different sports. We want old athletes, young athletes, pro athletes, amateur athletes, and on and on. And so, you know, we want to tell compelling stories. You know, we review the all the submissions very, very carefully. And it's really thrilling to see every year how many more stories there are, and how significant it is to celebrate civility, kindness, respect, and good sportsmanship.
What has this night that now bears Stan's name meant to the family? What's the reaction you've gotten from the family members?
I'll tell you what. One thing the family always says, don't forget Lil. Don't forget Lil. I can tell you that the Musial kids and the Musial grandkids and now the Musial great-grandkids all take after Stan and Lil. They're kind. They're empathetic. They're so appreciative of our helping to extend Stan's legacy. We have a program called Musial Moments where people go to our website, musialawards.com, and can express their own interactions with Stan. I can tell you that the family reads every one of them and loves to read every one of them. Two of Stan's daughters, Jean and Janet, live here in St. Louis. Dick Musial's down in Texas, and Jerry's out in California. But the whole family comes to attends the show, presents the awards, and encourages us at every turn, because you know it keeps their dad alive, their granddad alive, and it's meaningful to them and meaningful to us.
Maybe a tough one to answer for you. Do you have a favorite moment or a favorite honoree over the years? I know that's a little tough to answer, but do you have a favorite one?
Man, the two that come right to mind of our high profile honorees, it's a local person. It's Jackie Joyner Kersee. I love Jackie, and every fiber of her being, is focused on good sportsmanship. In terms of the lesser known stories, we honored a young man last year named Henry Frasca, who wrote a note to a big league ball player for the Orioles who was in the midst of a terrible slump. And Henry's note got to the ball player, and the story as it unfolded even made me cry. And we just found out that we won a National Edgar R. Murrow Award for storytelling to celebrate Henry Frasca. It's just a thrill when your stories are meaningful to the people who are involved with them, but then are also celebrated nationally. And so that really makes us proud to be able to make a difference.
So one more time, if fans want to get involved, what's the best way to do it? And then what comes with that ticket on that particular day?
Everything is at musealawards.com. If fans want to participate in the Busch Stadium experience, it's $20. Tickets are available at cardinals.com, and it's an hour of fun inside the ballpark to celebrate Stan Musial on Saturday afternoon, November 21st. We also have the free drive-by birthday party that afternoon, Saturday, November 21st. And then we actually have two television shows. We have a celebration of the best of the Musial Awards that will air Saturday evening, November 21 at 9 p.m. on Channel 5. And then our national broadcast will appear on Saturday, December 26th at 4 p.m. Nationally on CBS. So lots to celebrate even during challenging times.
You got it. Hey, Frank, stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Good luck with
you
the event.
Too, Dan. Thank you very much.
That's Frank Favorito on Scoops with Danny Mac. Beautiful. Thank you, sir. I'll run this on the radio tomorrow too. So I'll pull the audio and I'll put audio on the 101 show. I'll put, we're going to B-roll this up. This will be all over various platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. So we'll take care of it. Yeah, for sure, man.
Thank
everything
you,
else going well?
Yeah, I mean, everything else is going as well as it can.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, it is what it is, but you know, the positive reinforcement that we get back, the great feedback on the musical stuff, you know, really keeps you going. And, you know, it feels like we're doing something important and, you know, we're honoring great people and, you know, it's the best we can do for right now. And, you know, just hoping that vaccine is, hoping to be, and we can get our events in next year and we can play baseball and, you know, the deal.
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah, I know you do. I know you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do. But we'll get through it. It's all good.
Okay.
Well, you didn't even ask me to MC it, man. I was disappointed.
There's nothing to MC. It's just...
Oh, you had somebody doing something. I was like, Frank didn't even ask me. That's sad.
Well, we had James Brown.
What's wrong? Come on, dog. It's all good. I'm giving you shit. I'll get this up and running, and it'll be all over the place.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Right.